Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You remember in Cornelius, in the book of Acts, about how he had prayed and given and prayed and given and prayed and given. And I mean, God moved in a supernatural way for the Apostle Peter and got him over to his house. And he said, this man's prayers and his giving to the poor has come up before me. And what happened? I mean, he sent the Apostle Peter to his house to preach to him, to get them the revelation that they needed. Does it pay to honor God? Everybody said out loud, when you honor God, he honors you. Every time. Now, let me review. We've been talking about the honor of God. And then we've been talking about how we are to honor him. And we went into some detail about realizing that honoring God includes honoring his people. He takes what you do for brothers and sisters personally. Inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, he said what? You did it to me. He takes it personally. Did you know you could buy the Lord a suit? Did you know you could buy the Lord a meal? Did you know you could pay off the Lord's house? Did you know you could make the Lord's car payment? Yes. Can you? Do you understand what I'm talking about? He takes it personally, just like you did it for him. He said so. And so in showing honor to each other, we honor him. And so we went over some specific things, and I don't have time to teach on them, but I'll give them to you real briefly. How to show honor, how to give honor. One is how you refer to people and things, reference. Reference, how you refer. You don't refer to the Bible as that thing. It's the holy, wonderful Word of God. Amen. You don't refer to your wife as my old lady. That's my queen, the blessing of God on my life. Amen. Amen. You don't refer to your husband as just Charlie. Oh, it's just Bob. It's just my husband. You understand what I'm talking about? How you refer to people and things shows your honor or lack thereof. Then we also talked about what? Preference. When you honor people, you prefer them. You give them the best cut of meat. You give them the better seat. You prefer them. Then thirdly, we said, what do? Defer. You defer to them, especially people that have a greater anointing or a greater place. You defer to them, which means you yield to them. You submit to them. And so finally, we said showing honor includes conferring things upon, gifts upon. You know, Mary wanted to honor the Lord. She took the most precious thing she had, that box of spikenard ointment, probably cost $20,000-$30,000 by today's money, took that thing and just dumped it on his feet. I mean, it's not something he can wear. It's not a watch he can tell time. It's just going to make his feet smell real good for a while. And some people holler and said, oh, what a waste, what a waste, what a waste. And you listen to the people that talk like that now, they're in the company of Judas Iscariot. What a waste, what a waste. Jesus didn't correct her, he didn't rebuke her, he received it. He let her honor him. He thought so much of it that he said, this is going to be told all over the world from now on, anywhere and everywhere this gospel is preached, and it's recorded for posterity. Thank God. Everybody say honor.
Honor.
See, giving gifts and doing things shows honor.
Thank you, Lord.
We talked about that. But now I want us to get into and begin today talking about this other side, how God honors us. Because it's a fact. When you honor him, what comes next? He's going to honor you. In John 12, verse 26, John 12:26. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. If a man serves me, Jesus said, my Father will honor him. Wherever I am, that's where my servant's going to be. You know, it reminds you of the servant keeping up with Elisha. And he said, you can stay here. You don't have to go. He said, no, wherever you go, I'm going. Remember that? The day he was going to be taken, you know, and they got to another place. And he said, oh, you don't have to go. You just stay here. Why don't you just stay? He said, uh-uh. No, you going, I'm going. And that happened like four times, didn't it? And that's the way a sold out, fully committed heart is. Do you know there'll be times in life with people that you serve under, your ministers, your pastors, and others, that they may tell you it's okay, you can go home, you don't have to be there, you can quit. But you know, something in you ought to make you stand up and say, uh-uh, no, not till it's done. Not till it's done. And if you're going, I'm going. And that kind of commitment is honoring. And you know, my whole staff, we were in Tulsa for 20-something years, and we sat them down and said, hey, you know, the Lord says move to Branson. And we're taking some big steps here, and every one of them followed us up here. Amen. Every one of them.
Thank you, Lord.
And they had to do some interesting things to make it work. Some of them, you know, of course, we're a traveling ministry. We'd never had a church before, never pastored a church. And so we sat them down at a certain other time and said, hey, we're going to have Sunday school rooms, and we're going to have children, and we're going to have this, and we don't have anybody in place yet. You're it. And one of them said, we're going to change diapers. Yeah, that's right. The other one said, well, I'll get the ones that don't have the diapers. And then they found out they had potty chairs. Which might be worse. But I tell you what, they did it. None of them bailed. They stepped up. They did it.
Amen.
Amen. And they did it gladly and did it willingly. Jesus said, wherever I am, that's where my servant's going to be.
Amen.
Amen. Wherever he says go, that's where you're going to show up. And that's where the honor is too. It's in the obedience. It's in the following him fully. Now turn on over to John 15, and let me give you the first point we're going to be talking about how God honors us. John 15 and 15. John 15, 15. He said, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends. How many are Jesus' friend? You like that? I'm his friend. He's my friend. For all things that I've heard of my Father, I've made known to you. Now get this, verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it you. Is it true we didn't choose him?
That's right.
He chose us.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let me read it again to you. Verse 16, what does it say? Tell me who's talking there. You got some red letters?
Jesus
said, and does this apply to us? Is he talking to us?
Yeah.
Jesus said, you have not chosen me. Everybody say, that's right.
That's right.
He goes on to say, but I have chosen you.
Thank you, Lord.
This is God honoring us in choosing us.
Amen.
Oh, I get excited just saying it.
Oh, yes.
God chose you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The word chosen, if you look it up, it's also the word that's translated elect. Elected, which is a form, if you think about it, the way we use it today, of the word select. You just put an S in front of it. Selected. And I don't want to tell it where Phyllis can hear it, so don't tell her. But Dr. Strong says it means favorite. Oh. Favorite. selected, chosen, picked. Think about it. God, looking from eternity past, before the foundation of the world, much less before you were born, knew you before you were conceived, knew what you'd be like, including all your faults and failures and mistakes, and in spite of it, said, them. I want him. And I want her. And I want him. And him, and him, and him, him and her, and her. Out of all the people that have ever lived and will ever live, he picked you. And he picked me. Now that's enough to make you happy the rest of the day, to lift up your chin, make you walk a little different. Say, I am handpicked by Jehovah.
Glory to God. Glory. Glory. Thank you.
Yeah. Handpicked. Special select. He picked us. You know, some years ago, I had been in the ministry just a couple of years at that time. And I was in the floor praying and thinking back over what had happened in my life to get me to that place. Such miraculous things, supernatural leading. And a lot of times, you know, you don't even realize you're being led. And you look back and realize, hey, God was leading me and he was answering my prayers. That's why, you know, how many of you pray, even on a regular basis, Lord, order my steps and direct my paths, guide me, lead me. You pray that kind of thing? It's not enough just to pray that now. You need to believe it is happening. You don't go through the day and look back to see if you think it is. By faith, after you pray that, then you say, he's leading me. He's got, even when you can't tell it, you need to be saying it. Even when it looks like you made the wrong turn the last three times, you need to be saying, he's leading me. He's guiding me. He is directing my, and you, man, you open the door for the Holy Ghost to really lead you perfectly when you agree with him like this. Amen. Never say, I can't hear from God. Never say, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I've prayed, I've fasted, but I can't seem to get clear. I can't seem to hear from God. The Bible does not say you can't seem to hear from God. The Bible says you are his sheep. He is your shepherd, and you know his voice.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thank you.